This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. That's the sound of Hurricane Dorian as it continues to pound the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says the eye of the powerful Category 5 storm is virtually parked over Grand Bahama Island, crawling west at only 2 kilometers per hour as it dumps rain and lashes the island with destructive winds. Robbie Berg is with the National Hurricane Center.
We think it's going to continue drifting westward, but that will keep it still very close to the island even through early tomorrow morning.
The center says a life-threatening storm surge could raise water levels by as much as 7 meters above normal tide in parts of Grand Bahama Island. Maximum sustained winds are at 260 kilometers per hour. The trade war between the United States and China is heating up before the holiday shopping season. AP's Julie Walker reports.
That means Americans are facing potentially higher prices for some clothes, shoes, sporting goods, and other consumer items, says Phil Levy, chief economist at Flexport.
You have a new cost in the supply chain, and each company can deal with it differently. Apple can choose to swallow this, and it can cut into their earnings, or they can choose to pass it along.
President Trump says trade talks are still on for September.
We'll see what happens, but we can't allow China to rip us off anymore as a country.
The new 15% tariff applies to about $112 billion of Chinese imports. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI says the gunman who killed 7 and wounded 22 in Odessa, Texas Saturday acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group. The shooter hijacked a mail truck and fired at other cars as he sped along a highway before police killed him. The dead include a teenager. 3 officers are among the wounded. For more on this story, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. High school students in Hong Kong have added gas masks, goggles, and hard hats to their formal white uniforms as they participate in a strike on the first day back at school. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The young students want to show their commitment to the city's fiery anti-government protest movement. They have gathered in the hundreds at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and 2 public spaces in the city's central business district. The nearly 3 months of youth-dominated protests calling for democracy and an independent inquiry into police conduct will be tested as classes resume after the summer break in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Britain is bracing for an explosive week of political battles this week, which could prove crucial in Britain's proposed exit from the European Union. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of towns and cities across Britain at the weekend to protest against the government's suspension of Parliament, set to take effect in just a week's time. The demonstrations come ahead of what's likely to be a decisive week for Brexit. On the one side, the government committed to leaving the European Union on October 31st, with or without a deal. It faces a showdown with opponents who believe a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster. From Buckingham Palace to the courts to Westminster, Britain's democracy is being tested to breaking point. The next 5 days will be crucial in deciding who will emerge victorious in this explosive Brexit battle. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Lebanon-Israel border is mostly calm today, with UN peacekeepers patrolling the border, a day after the Lebanese militant Hezbollah group fired a barrage of anti-tank missiles into Israel in response to an earlier attack, triggering Israeli artillery fire. Afghan officials say U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad met with President Ashraf Ghani Monday in Kabul to discuss details of a draft U.S.-Taliban peace agreement, but did not hand a copy of the deal to the president. An Afghan presidential spokesman told reporters that Khalilzad shared all the important details in the document and that the government will discuss it internally. Further discussions with Khalilzad's team are expected to continue. India's ambitious mission to the moon has crossed a crucial milestone and is on track to place a probe on the South Pole by end of this week.